אנגלית שאלון ה' מודיול E גרסה א' קיץ תשע"ע 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Color matters. Whenever you open a book or work on your computer, almost everything appears on a white background. But what if it were a different color? In a recently published study, a group of Canadian researchers tried to answer this question. Their conclusion? Changing the background color actually affects the way your brain works. In the experiment, 600 students were asked to do two sets of tasks, one demanding intense concentration and the other requiring creativity. Half the students worked on a red computer screen and half on a blue one. It was found that the color of the screen dramatically affected performance. When asked to remember a list of words or find spelling mistakes, those working on a red screen were considerably more successful than the blue group. On the other hand, those working on a blue screen were much better at tasks such as suggesting new uses for familiar objects. We think these differences are caused by the fact that we learn to associate certain experiences with particular colors, said Professor Jane Bennett, who led the research team. Red is used for warning signs and emergency vehicles, so seeing this color makes us more alert, and therefore better at performing tasks that demand careful attention to detail. Blue is associated with sea and sky, resulting in a general feeling of calmness, and when we're relaxed, we can be more creative. Professor Bennett claims that understanding how color affects us has a variety of practical applications. She suggests, for example, that companies might choose the color of their office walls according to the type of work their employees do. Many researchers, however, believe the picture is far more complex. Not only is there still a vast number of different colors to investigate, but people's individual responses to a color might also be influenced by personality and culture. So it seems that a lot more research needs to be done before we can blame our spelling mistakes on the color of the walls or the computer screen. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 2, 4, and 5, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. From lines 1 to 4, we learn about 1. The subject of the study. 2. People's reaction to the study. 3. The reason backgrounds are usually white. 4. The most effective background color. 2. In lines 5 to 7, we are told, the experiment was done. 1. Why? 2. Where? 3. How? 4. When? 3. What information does the writer provide about the experiment in lines 7 to 11? Complete the sentence. He gives, 4. The words, these differences, line 12, refer to the differences in, 1. Tasks. 2. Performance. 3. Color. 4. Experiences. 5. In lines 8 to 11, the writer provides some information. In lines 12 to 17, Professor Bennett, 1. Describes a problem with this information. 2. Gives an explanation of this information. 3. Describes how she got this information. 4. Explains the importance of this information. 6. Professor Bennett mentions tasks that demand careful attention to detail. lines 15 and 16. Give one such task from another paragraph. 7. What do we learn from lines 12 to 17 about the color blue? Give one answer. Complete the sentence. We learn why it... 8. According to lines 18 to 25, more research is needed because... Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Studies of color have only been done on computer. 2. Professor Bennett did not test office employees. 3. Professor Bennett's study only focused on red and blue. 4. Professor Bennett's study does not have enough practical applications. 5. Different people may react differently to the same color. 6. Companies are asking for more information on the effects of color. Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשע"ע 2010 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The Internet Today. I'm Liz Phillips, and today I'll be telling you about a good way to get rid of things you no longer want, find things you do want, and help the environment at the same time. Everyone has old things lying around the house which are in such good condition that you really would not like to throw them away. Of course, it would be nice to give them away, but where do you find someone who wants them? The obvious answer is the Internet. In the last few years, a number of websites have appeared which allow you to offer other people items you no longer want. And you too might find something that someone else is giving away. Everybody wins. People get rid of their old stuff, they find what they need, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. Moreover, the websites are usually free to use, and most of them are organized by geographical area, so that people don't have to travel far to pick up the items they've chosen. Almost everything you can think of is there. Cooking equipment, pianos, even wedding dresses. One of the largest of these useful websites is Free for All, which was started in the United States in 2003. It now has nearly 7 million registered members in different countries all over the world, and more are joining every month. The only disadvantage of free-for-all is that the items are not organized in any way, either by category or by alphabetical order. They are just put on the website in one long list. But even though this makes free-for-all hard to use, millions of people visit the website regularly because it offers such a huge variety of items. Some websites make it easy for users by specializing in one type of product. The Best Read website, for example, has a list of almost 500,000 books. Here, book lovers can give away a book they don't want anymore or choose one they do want. Another website, Kids Play, has a large selection of children's toys. Other websites of this kind specialize in clothes, DVDs, or furniture. Of course, all this is very good for the environment, too. Since people are giving things away instead of throwing them out, they are producing less garbage. Experts say that thanks to this internet activity, The amount of garbage in the United States alone has gone down by some 500 tons a day. And because of the contribution to the environment, many green organizations encourage their members to use the websites. So, listeners, I also recommend these websites. And why don't you tell your friends about them, too? The more they are used, the more benefit we will all get from them.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The Internet Today. I'm Liz Phillips, and today I'll be telling you about a good way to get rid of things you no longer want, find things you do want, and help the environment at the same time. Everyone has old things lying around the house which are in such good condition that you really would not like to throw them away. Of course, it would be nice to give them away, but where do you find someone who wants them? The obvious answer is the Internet. In the last few years, a number of websites have appeared which allow you to offer other people items you no longer want. And you too might find something that someone else is giving away. Everybody wins. People get rid of their old stuff, they find what they need, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. Moreover, the websites are usually free to use, and most of them are organized by geographical area so that people don't have to travel far to pick up the items they've chosen. Almost everything you can think of is there. Cooking equipment, pianos, even wedding dresses. One of the largest of these useful websites is Free for All, which was started in the United States in 2003. It now has nearly 7 million registered members in different countries all over the world, and more are joining every month. The only disadvantage of Free for All is that the items are not organized in any way, either by category or by alphabetical order. They are just put on the website in one long list. But even though this makes Free for All hard to use, millions of people visit the website regularly because it offers such a huge variety of items. Some websites make it easy for users by specializing in one type of product. The Best Read website, for example, has a list of almost 500,000 books. Here, book lovers can give away a book they don't want anymore or choose one they do want. Another website, Kids Play, has a large selection of children's toys. Other websites of this kind specialize in clothes, DVDs, or furniture. Of course, all this is very good for the environment, too. Since people are giving things away instead of throwing them out, they are producing less garbage. Experts say that thanks to this internet activity, the amount of garbage in the United States alone has gone down by some 500 tons a day. And because of the contribution to the environment, many green organizations encourage their members to use the websites. So, listeners, I also recommend these websites. And why don't you tell your friends about them, too? The more they are used, the more benefit we will all get from them.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.
Answer questions 9 to 14 according to the broadcast. In questions 10 and 12, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Give and take. 9. The websites described in the program can help people 1. Repair their old things. 2. Take care of their things. 3. Earn money. 4. Save money. 10. According to Ms. Phillips, what is the problem with the free-for-all website? 11. What are we told about the free-for-all website? 1. How it was started. 2. Why it is popular. 3. How to register for it. 4. Who organizes it. 12. Complete the sentence. Best Read and Kids Play are mentioned as examples of websites where people can find only 13. According to Ms. Phillips, how do the websites help the environment? 1. They help start green organizations. 2. They collect money for green organizations. 3. People who use them produce less garbage. 4. Their experts give advice about environmental projects. 14. At the end of the report, Ms. Phillips tells listeners, 1. Which website she recommends most. 2. Why more people should use the websites. 3. What her friends think of the websites. 4. How to use the websites.
Be'atzlacha.